The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. My name is James Robertson. I'm a researcher, publisher, and teacher regarding the matters and truths of the Almighty Creator, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. I've been actively serving him since 1993, over 31 years. If you're not actively serving Yah, then by default, you are serving Satan. My objective is to show you how you can make a big difference on earth and qualify for a position of high esteem in heaven for eternity. It's important to understand that as a believer, just being good is not the point. It is relationship with Yah that counts. Without this, you will be in a very unpleasant place in heaven with no way out. My aim is to show you how to get close to Father. If you're a good person without a clear relationship with Yah, then you're in a spiritual no man's land and will not enter heaven when you die. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? Yah is calling everybody on the planet to be involved and serve him and help him to have victory over Satan. My goal is to show you how you can help with this. Fundamentally, we each need to learn to see things on earth from Yah's perspective, and my aim is to teach you how to do this. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. Or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org. Today we're going to look at the critical elements of becoming a friend of the Creator, and then we'll look at the mountain of relationship with Yah. So, overview of tonight's broadcast. I've written and broadcast much in recent years about becoming a friend of the Almighty Creator, Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. And I thought it might be helpful to summarize the critical elements of becoming a friend. We will discuss the need for deep revelation of the Creator coupled with deep infilling with the Spirit of the Almighty and a deep revelation of the ranks in heaven. We will then note the deep realization that all sin and error is abhorrent and that deep recognition of required commitment, efforts, and sacrifice is vital. We will then note that one should have a hunger to enter into deep relationship with Father and represent him, coupled with deep realization that only Yah's opinion matters. We will then look at the mountain of relationship with Yah and the need for new people to start climbing the mountain. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. So this broadcast is based on the article 2020-1106, The Critical Elements of Becoming a Friend of the Creator. As I've just said, I've written and broadcast much in recent years about becoming a friend of the Almighty Creator. You are the Eternally Self-Existing. And I thought it might be helpful to summarize the critical elements of that. So, folks, if you think and look around you, look at the stars in the sky, the universe, look at the sun, the moon, look at planet Earth, the plants, the animals, the human beings. Everywhere we look, we are surrounded by staggering complexity and sophistication of design. You as a human being are an extremely complex organism. Human beings are not capable of inventing and making something as complex as a human being today. They're not anywhere near capable of creating plants and animals. They're nowhere near capable of creating the universe. This whole planet and everything and the universe exists because the Creator created it. And why did He create it? He created it so that He could have friends. He created it because He was lonely and He wanted people to talk to, intelligent people with the ability to make decisions, the ability to make choices. So in order to become a friend, the first thing you need is a deep revelation of the Creator. In order to seek to become a friend, you must be beyond doubt with regard to the reality of the existence of the Creator. You must know with absolute certainty that He exists to the point where you would rather die a terrible death than deny His existence. Folks, what I'm talking about today is an extreme objective for every one of us as human beings. I'm not here to talk to you if you want to be a run-of-the-mill, go to church on Sunday, mosque on Friday, synagogue on Saturday, temple on whatever, believer. I'm here if you want to do something exceptional. I'm talking to you if you want to make a difference on the earth. And to do that, you need to understand that the Creator exists. You need to be able, as you eat a meal, to look at the fruit or whatever and say, isn't this amazing? You look at movies and landscapes and plants and animals, documentaries, and say, isn't it amazing? How did He create this? To be aware of the fact that He created everything. And to realize that at some level, the only reason you're here is to have conversation with Him. This thing that Yah stopped speaking to people after this prophet and that prophet is just not true. He created us to talk to us. He wants to talk to you. Then you need to seek a deep infilling with the Spirit of the Almighty. You must be deeply filled with the Spirit of the Almighty. This means that you worship Him at every possible moment. You listen to worship songs in your home, in your travels, in your work, at every possible opportunity. You take time out to sing worship songs on a dedicated basis, daily and weekly. See the article on the website, How to Become an Anointed One. Folks, when you first believe, you receive an impartation of the set-apart Spirit of the Almighty. That's a portion of the Spirit of the Almighty that is given as a gift to a believer in order to help them walk out their relationship with Him. You can then pray to be filled with His Spirit, which results in a second impartation of His Spirit. It's called the set-apart Spirit incorrectly. The Holy Spirit, holy is a meaningless word. It's the set-apart Spirit. It's the portion of the Spirit of Yah that is set aside, set apart for you. So you need to seek to be filled with the Spirit. If you're going to hear Him, if you're going to dialogue with Him, you need Him deeply dwelling within you. And it's available to you. It's right there. Reach out and take it. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to fill me with your Spirit. Pour out your Spirit upon me. Pour out your fire. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Ask Him to fill you. He will meet you wherever you are. Then a deep revelation of the ranks in heaven. It's no good pottering along with no revelation of the fact that you could be up here in heaven or you could be down here in heaven or you won't make it into heaven. You need to have a deep revelation of the senior ranks in heaven and determination to rise through those ranks until you become a friend. A deep revelation that dying as a friend is the ultimate achievement of this life. See the mountain of Yah and the ranks in heaven in the article Demographics of the Kingdom of Yah in December 2015. The web page is Demographics of the Kingdom. And I'm going to talk more about that in the second part of today's broadcast. If you want to become a friend, you need to know that it's possible to become a friend. You need to know that it's possible not to make it to friend. You need to know that it's possible just to make it to overcomer, which is still a very senior rank. Or you might just make it to good and faithful servant, or you might make it to adulterous wife, or you might make it to foolish virgin. Or if you're really doing absolutely nothing for Yah, you could make it into the outer darkness with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth because you did nothing for him. And if you don't believe, you're not going to make it into heaven at all. You're going to end up as an ancestor spirit, a demon on earth, either rotting in the corpse, in the coffin with your rotting corpse, or in the crematorium oven, because demons, ancestor spirits, once your body has died, there's no way of moving around. You've got to literally jump from one body to another when they come in contact, or if somebody's got to come and physically take you off your corpse and put you onto somebody else that's a witch or a warlock or other Satan servant. And then you need to have a deep revelation that all sin and error is abhorrent. Father is pure. Father is set apart. It's an abomination to him if you are continuing to go with your fornication, your lies, your lusts, etc. You need to have a deep realization that all sin and error is abhorrent to Father, and it is not possible to become a friend without getting completely free of sin and living that way day in and day out. To have a deep revelation of the Ten Commandments and the Great Commandment, and a deep commitment to observing them all strictly. See the articles, the commandments, and what is required to live above sin on the website. Fundamentally, the first commandment, the great commandment, is love Yah, the eternally self-existing, your mighty one, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. If you're not doing that, what's the point? What are you achieving? Your life's a waste of time. I'm sorry to tell you this. But if you do not have a deep revelation of the Almighty and you're not seeking to keep his commandments, you're wasting your time. And then, Yah the Eternally Self-Existing is one mighty one. You shall have no other mighty ones before him. Don't worship Jesus. Don't worship whatever. Don't worship your president or whoever. You shall have no idols. Don't worship the Bible or the Quran or the Torah or the whoever's book. Do not take the name of Yah, the eternally self-existing, in vain. Do not have a yahoo.com email address, for example. Then you need to have a deep recognition of the required commitment, effort, and sacrifice to become a friend. In order to become a friend, you need to have a deep recognition that becoming a friend will take commitment, focus, effort, and sacrifice, and you must be willing to pay the price. Folks, my message is not for people who want to just take this life as it comes and enjoy it and rave and party and drink and what have you. This message is for people who are saying there has to be more to life than what I have right now. And that is to draw close to Father, to climb the mountain, to get to a place where he calls you friend. If you're a high achiever, but there's something deep inside you that is unsatisfied, then this is the place to seek to become a high achiever. If you don't have the resolve, the desire to get right to the highest level, at least have the resolve to make it into heaven in a place of esteem. Have the resolve to make a difference. Have the resolve to impact the world for Yah. I nearly said for good, but it's not for good. It's for Yah. There's a difference. Yah is good, and good essentially comes from Yah. But there are billions of good people who are not going to make it into heaven. We're talking here about a select group of people, folks. And if you slack and don't really care, well, this message may not be for you. Then you need to have a hunger to enter deep relationship with Father and represent Him. You have a deep hunger to enter into deep dialogue with Father and to represent Him on earth. You desire to pray His will in critical situations and to see His kingdom come on earth. You desire to please Him in all things. You deeply desire for Him to win the contest and to see Yeshua, incorrectly called Jesus, return in victory with His enemies as His footstool at the end of the millennium. You desire to lead others to deep relationship with Father. If you feel a void inside you and you need something more, well, I suggest for your consideration that what I'm talking about is that something more. It's to come to a place where you hear Him clearly, where you dialogue with Him day in and day out. You want to get to a place where you can walk down the street and have a conversation with Him. You want to get to a place where you can get on a bus and have a conversation with Him. Get in your car, sit at dinner, have a conversation with Him. Father, what do you think about this? Tell me about that. That's what He wants. That's what He created you for. To be able to have a deep conversation with Him. A relationship where He is so important to you that you really just want to know His will in every situation and to do His will in every situation. And then a deep realization that only Yah's opinion matters. You have a deep realization that you are seeking Father's recognition alone and not the accolades and esteem of humans. You sacrifice and do not count the cost. In particular, you learn to see things Father's way and not man's way. Frequently, what man wants is in direct opposition to what Father wants in any particular situation. Father has, on two occasions, asked me to pray outcomes in referendums and elections that He wants. I've gone to Him and said, Father, what's the outcome that You want? And He's told me. And in both cases, what He told me to pray for was in direct opposition to what a huge number of people wanted. And yet He intervened. In the one case, He brought storms which kept a particular constituency from voting. In another case, He energized a group of people who would not normally have made the effort to vote. And in both cases, when I spoke to Him about it, He said, I'm not doing this for the good of the humans. I'm doing this because this outcome will cause more people to come to Me and seek Me and seek to draw close to Me and ask Me to help them. So both outcomes were difficult for people, more difficult than the alternative. But He wasn't interested in the comfort of the people. He was interested in an outcome that was uncomfortable for people so that they would turn to Him and ask Him for guidance. So if you can truly say yes to all of the points that I've just made, then you are close to becoming a friend of the Creator. And I want to say to you that this is a journey. You're not going to click your fingers overnight and say 10 out of 10 to each of the points that I've just listed. It's going to take you a couple of years, maybe longer, to get to that point. And it's going to take resolve. It's going to take time worshiping, time praying, time talking to him, reading about him, asking to be filled with his spirit, declaring your desire to become his friend. And if you get to a place where you are his friend, you may well get to a place where you also walk in the power of his spirit. You may also get to a place where you can heal the sick and raise the dead and walk on water, turn water into wine. You don't have to get to the all the way to being a friend for those things, but they are rewards for walking some distance along that road. I hope that I've challenged you. I hope that if you were sort of sitting on the fringes, dipping a toe in the water, that you now have an incentive to jump right in and say, fill me, Father, turn my life around, help me to become your friend. If you do, email me, message me, I'll be delighted to help you in your journey. So I'm now going to move on. That's the end of that message, and what I'm going to share now comes from the article 2021-01-01, The Mountain of Relationship with Yah. In 1996, Eric Joyner published the book, The Final Quest, which records a series of visions of a rugged mountain, at the peak of which is intense worship and relationship with the Creator. I first read this in 1998, and I've read it repeatedly since then. I've referenced the mountain repeatedly, most significantly on the cover of my book set. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. And that same image of the mountain is on the cover of this radio and TV broadcast. I'm going to talk now in a bit more detail about the mountain of relationship, what it is, what it means, and specifically in the context of what I've just shared with you regarding becoming a friend. So a friend is one who's right at the top of the mountain. A friend is somebody who's scaled this rugged mountain. Because, folks, it's not trivial. It's not easy. The satanic and demonic realm make sure that it's not easy. Father spoke to Adam face to face. He spoke to Moshe, Moses, as a man speaks to his friend. And that's not history never to be repeated. It's available to you. I've also referenced the Mountain of Yah in many other articles and communications with people by email, Zoom, etc. In response to these further articles and inquiries, I've come to understanding more about the mountain, and this article seeks to, and this broadcast seeks to consolidate this revelation. In considering what follows, it's important to understand that the mountain is a metaphor to help us understand the matters of the Most High Creator of the heavens and the earth, whose true name is Yah, the eternally self-existing. It is not a real mountain. It is a parable. It is a metaphor of what it means to get close to Yah. And it's up to you to decide. Like climbing any mountain, folks, you need to decide to climb the mountain. You need to understand what's required to climb the mountain. You need to equip yourself to climb the mountain, and you need to train. It's the same here. The training, etc., is just different. There's an article on the website, 7 Components of Drawing Close, which goes into things like worship and prayer and cleansing, etc. There's a whole lot of things that you can do, should do, if you really want to get close to Father. And I really encourage you that it is worthwhile to get close to Father. You can enjoy life to the full in this life at the expense of your life for eternity, or you can cut your coat in this life in order to have a place of profound respect, esteem, honor, glory in the life to come. So I want to talk about the representation of the mountain. The image on the cover page for this broadcast and on the cover of the books in the right-hand sidebar of the website is a representation of the mountain of Yah. It is steep, it is jagged, it is difficult to climb and easy to fall off. But the reward at the top, a high throne for eternity, is worth it. The ranks alongside the mountain in the diagram represent the population of the earth on the 25th of December 2015. The number of those on the mountain has declined since then. You don't have to use my image of the mountain. We took us a bit of time to find a picture that really epitomized what I wanted to say. If you look at the cover of certain editions of The Final Quest, you'll find a similar looking mountain. Fundamentally, the message of the mountain is that, number one, you want to get to the top if you want to achieve high esteem in heaven for eternity. Number two, it's not trivial to get to the top. I can't stress that enough. If you're going to be half-hearted about this, you're probably not going to make it to the top of the mountain. On the other hand, if you're resolute and you're determined, and no matter what the setbacks are, no matter how difficult you find it, if you just keep at it, you will get there eventually, because Father wants you to get there. He will take you by the hand and lead you. So the mountain represents relationship with Yah. Fundamentally, the metaphor of the mountain is about drawing close to Father Yah and developing a deep personal relationship with him, such that at the peak of the mountain, one reaches a place of deep intimacy with him. The steep, rugged, difficult to climb mountain represents that it is difficult to get really close to Father and to remain in that relationship. The throne represents the reward for achieving the highest ranks on the mountain. So if you have access to the website and you just scroll down a little bit in the right-hand sidebar, you'll see there's a copy of the cover of the books with the mountain on it. If you look at the article, Demographics of the Kingdom, you'll find a detailed discussion of the mountain and the ranks on the mountain. And basically, just simply, it goes from the outer darkness, the weeping and wailing of lashing of teeth, people who believed at some stage and then ignored Father for the rest of their lives, to the foolish virgins, people who did a little bit but just potted around, never got filled with the Spirit, to the adulterous wives who were Spirit-filled but worshipped Jesus and worshipped the Bible or the Quran or whatever, to the wise stewards who started to get really close to Father, then the good and faithful servants who really started to make an impact, you know, just short of the throne, and then the overcomers who are on the lower ranks of the throne, and the friends and the generals who are at the top of the throne in the most esteemed positions. As I said earlier in the discussion of the critical elements of becoming a friend of the Creator, getting free of sin and error is a key requirement. Inherent in climbing the mountain, it is to get free of sin and error. Sin and error will always separate us from Father, so we must get free of both in order to climb the mountain to the peak. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to lead me into all truth by your Spirit, to show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. Father, I ask you to judge me severely and correct me harshly, that I may serve you more perfectly. Prayers like that. And then look at it. Look at what you're doing. It is not about 630 mitzvot or any other catalog of dozens and dozens or hundreds and hundreds of little pernickety, meaningless rules. It is about compliance with the Ten Commandments. And the Great Commandment. Love Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, is one mighty one. You shall have no mighty ones before him. No idols. Do not take his name in vain. Observe the Sabbaths. Honor your father and your mother. Do not commit adultery. Do not commit murder. Do not lie. Do not steal. And do not lust. Those are the fundamentals. It's really not so difficult to not do those 11 things, or to do the corollaries to those 11 things. And as you do that, you will get closer to Father. You will get to know his will. And then grace. In earlier generations, and I'm talking now from the sort of 1500s to, well, in fact, even before the 1500s, but through to recent past. In earlier generations, there was considerable grace or chen for use of the wrong names, the Lord God, Jesus Christ, Hashem, G_D, etc. And for worship of Jesus, worship of the Bible, worship of the Quran, worship of the Torah, etc. And by worship of the Bible and the Quran and the Torah, I mean putting it, giving it a spiritual meaning that it doesn't have, calling it the Word of God or similar. This grace started to be withdrawn on the 1st of January 2001 and was completely withdrawn on the 2nd of May 2003 in preparation for Satan to be sentenced to 1,000 years in the pit on the 3rd of May 2003. Most of the people currently on the mountain got there by grace prior to the 3rd of May 2003, and they're holding on because they have consolidated their current positions and are not taking risks and are not trying to climb higher, and most of them actually don't know that they can climb higher. How do I know that grace was withdrawn? Well, because I was told to pray to withdraw it. So there are people that are still having experiences with Father in the name of Jesus and God and the Lord, etc. But the more recent converts are not being given that grace. There's a huge number of people who think they're worshiping God and are worshiping Satan and Jesus. It's sin to worship Jesus, folks. It's sin to worship the Bible. The Bible's not the Word of God. It's just a really important history book. Then those on the mountain are aging rapidly. At the time that this was written, which is a few years ago, most of the people on the mountain were over 50 years of age, and many are in their 60s and older. They got there before grace was withdrawn and have held on only by dint of some level of relationship with Father, despite their sin and error. There are very few members of younger generations on the mountain, such that by the end of 2100, there will be very few people on the mountain unless something changes dramatically. And that's the crux, folks. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. This is the time to get on the mountain. This is the time to seek relationship with Father. The rewards will be substantial in the life to come. Lay down your life today. Seek the pearl of great price, which is relationship with Father. There are so many things available to you if you will, number one, decide, and number two, start actively seeking. address all the points that I discussed earlier on the critical elements of becoming a friend of the Creator. Seek His face and nothing else. Seek to make a difference on the earth. Seek to get to a place where you can dialogue with Him constantly. Seek to come to a place where you do what He wants you to do, not what you want to do. And He will still give you the latitude to make your own decisions, because you will be judged based on your own decisions. Then there are different views of the mountain. It is so that the mountain looks very different if you approach it as a Jew or a Muslim or a Christian or a Hindu or a yogi, etc. There's an image on the website which suggests how a Christian and Muslim might each have a lot of truth about the Almighty, but see the mountain and their relationship with the Creator very differently. See the article 2021-0105, the different views of the mountain of relationship with Yah on the website, different views of the mountain. The radial plots in that article indicate different important doctrines and error with regard to these doctrines on a scale of 0 to 100%, with zero truth, that is 100% error at the perimeter. So converging on truth as one climbs towards the small peak of the mountain. This is important because we should be seeking the truth that other groups have that we lack, and not championing our own beliefs and potential errors. See the article Seek Truth, Not Error on the website. So what we see in the world today is believers fighting amongst one another, because the Muslims have a particular view of the mountain, the Christians have a different view of the mountain, the Jews have a different view of the mountain, and so on and so forth. And because of pride and error and deception, the Muslims think that the Christians and the Jews are wrong, the Jews think that the Christians and the Muslims are wrong, and so on and so forth. And at some level, they're all correct, and at some another level, they're all wrong. Because each group has got certain truths that the other group lacks, and each group has certain errors which the other groups can see. And so we have this situation of turmoil and bitterness and resentment and anger and killing and raping and all this stuff by people who all say that they love Yah or God or the Lord or Allah or Hashem or whatever. And they're all out of line, folks. And then it is possible to fall off the mountain at any time. It's vital to understand that it is possible to fall off the mountain at any time, and you can slide from being close to the top to right to the bottom and off the mountain if one suddenly embraces falsehoods and breaks one or more of the Ten Commandments. I've seen this once with a man who, having accepted that Yeshua was not Yah and climbing steadily and getting closer to Father, suddenly did an about turn and returned to worshipping Jesus and the Bible. He fell from the mountain within a very short period of time, and then because he attempted to persuade others on the mountain that they were in error, he was rejected by Father and completely lost all hope of salvation. Now, this is important, folks. Number one, you can slide right down the mountain. Number two, you can get off the mountain in pride and error. And number three, you can be rejected. Not many believers understand this. If you get really out of line with Father and you get into a repeated, willful, deliberate, intentional sin, sin that you know is sin, a point will come where Father will say, I've warned you, I've given you signs, I've shown you the truth, you're out of line, I have no further use for you, and He then rejects you. That can happen to anybody. So you need to go to Him with a set apart fear, a holy fear, a devout fear that you could mess up. And then Father can do nothing on earth without those on the mountain. The answer to standing firm on the mountain is to anchor yourself on the Ten Commandments and any direct revelation that you've been given. Total focus on your relationship with Father, telling others about Him and helping Him with His work on earth is paramount. He can do nothing on earth without the people on the mountain. And in the correlation between your position on the mountain and your rank in heaven in the life to come, it's important to understand the correlation between your position up on the mountain in this life and rank in the court of heaven when you die. The higher one climbs up the mountain, i.e. the closer one gets to Yah, the greater the rank you will have in heaven when you die. See again the article Demographics of the Kingdom for a discussion of these ranks. I hope that this broadcast has challenged you to climb the mountain and seek a deep personal relation with Father Yah. I'm here to help you. Please feel free to email me. So it is possible to get to the top of the mountain. It's possible to stay on the top of the mountain. It requires self-discipline. It requires commitment, resolve, determination, self-sacrifice. Folks, I'm not talking to people who are weak-willed about this topic. I'm talking to people who have a revelation that they can get close to Yah and want to get close to Yah. It's there for you. I urge you to go for it. So I want to wrap up by asking you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to Him constantly throughout the day and allow Him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of Him at all times? Do you worship Him at every opportunity? Do you count Him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard Him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you'll be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, the thing to understand here is there will be a day in your life when you say goodbye to your earthly body. And you come either before the throne of judgment in heaven, if you're a believer, or you are shown heaven in the distance and shown the lake of fire and brimstone as an unbeliever, and then as an unbeliever you return to your corpse, or as a believer you're admitted into heaven, you go to hell to pay the price for unrepented sin. It's up to you. It's your choice. Right down there to right up there is entirely at your discretion. Just pray, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I desire to get close to you. I ask you to take me by the hand and lead me to get close to you. I give you my life. Bring the people you want into my life. Take the people you don't want in my life. Open the doors you want open. Close the doors you want closed. Show me what to read. Show me what not to read. And so on and so forth. There are prayers on the website. And then email me, james@endtimeissueministries.org. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, Teams, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make His enemies His footstool. Folks, if you've been listening regularly, this is about the point where I would suggest you drop off. If you're new, there's some information I'd like to share with you, so please stay on. But I just want to make the point before those go, and this is a point I make every week. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you are. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, tall or short, thin or fat, educated or uneducated, African, Asian, American, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Satanist, witch, warlock, Methodist, Hindu, Buddhist, whatever. Father Yah wants you to become His friend. He's there for you. That's what you were created for. And I urge you today to say, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I desire to get to know you better. I desire to become your friend. Or at the very least, I desire to start climbing the mountain. I urge you to pray that right now. Just as soon as I'm off the air, just get on your knees and pray whatever comes to you. Folks, this is not about following a religion or a denomination or whatever. It's about your relationship with him. I'm just a facilitator. Don't follow me. Follow Yah. Goodbye to those of you who are leaving now. Thank you so much. Have a good day. For those of you who stayed behind, in closing, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a management consultant. I have over 31 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. In learning about Father, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. See the video, Why Seek Relationship, for an overview of what I believe. Please visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. The ETI version of the Bible with the correction of key translation errors is available on the website at the ETI Bible version. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far can be found on Google by searching for Relationship with Creator Radio in quotes, and also transcripts of the broadcasts and recordings are also available on the transcripts of broadcasts page. Books with teachings from 1998 till May 2019 are on the books for printing page. They're formatted covers and everything, PDFs that you can download and have printed. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword, cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. There's a wealth of information there, lots of articles, lots of web pages. So I'm going to say good night. Thank you so much for listening. Go well.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace I stand.
Hi, I'm James Robertson. I want to share with you the critical elements of becoming a friend of the Creator, and then I want to discuss the mountain of relationship with the Creator. I draw some important learnings from these articles to share with you, and I conclude that if you're not actively seeking a high throne for eternity, you're missing the point of your existence. Please listen to my broadcast on W4CY.com radio or Talk4TV.com. Internet TV, and visit my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org or email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to find out more. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day. Thank you.